Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Especially dealing with sick people all the time, you know, it's just, it could be draining physically and mentally. So I respect them highly. I just think that their job itself is so difficult that it gives them no room sometimes to look for these new, more evolved ways of doing things, which I hope that, you could change that and change that for them. And hopefully a lot more doctors will start using. Now, can doctors use your app or?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it's actually a multi-sided platform. It's not just an app. It's actually a whole ecosystem. You can think about it like a cannabis brain. And doctors, there is a doctor admin portal. And doctors can see, what patients they have that are on medicines, what regimens they're on, how those patients are doing. So they can supervise many patients at once. They can get in and adjust the regimen depending on what they're learning about their patients. And get this, all of those doctors out there who have no idea about cannabis medicine, they are armed with an intelligent platform that's been tried and true, to supervise by a clinician. And they don't have to learn it immediately. They can actually help their patients with cannabis therapies while they're learning. And not have to worry that their patients are in unsafe hands. So on top of the doctor platform, of course, there's a patient platform. That was the app I was showing you.
Yeah.
And then there are other versions. You know, if you go shopping in a dispensary these days, you're probably going to look at a couple pretty flowers. Maybe you'll look at some cans and some candy bars. That doesn't tell you anything about what you're buying. You don't know if it's good, if it's useful, if it tastes horrible. That's really a silly relic of the past. You know, this technology lets a consumer match what they're looking for to the products. All we have to do is connect to the dispensary. We get to know what they're selling, what properties those have, how other people have responded to those properties. And we can actually have a really intelligent shopping experience. You know, the way it is right now is silly. You know, you have bud tenders who are, wonderfully passionate about the product and usually experience themselves, but they have zero medical training. They're not able to reach someone on their ground. I think that's a liability. That's one of the risky parts of at least the states that don't have pharmacists behind the counter. I think at least, in a couple of states like Connecticut, you have pharmacists who are in charge of dispensing the cannabis, not, whoever they can hire.
Now, can CBD stores partner with you as well, or is it mostly dispensaries at the moment?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, cannabis from my view, I think CBD is a wonderful product, has its place, and THC has its place. And there are plenty of other minor cannabinoids that are slowly coming onto the market. This technology is designed to match products to person in an intelligent, supervised, healthy way. So everybody who's interested can join.
And can the listeners join now, whether they're doctors or cannabis dispensaries or CBD store owners? Can they just go on the website?
The website has a waiting list. We are taking a very measured approach to launching. We have access already open gates in Massachusetts. We have a couple other states where we have physicians that are participating and some patients that are starting out, but we really don't want to get this wrong. We're trying to take a slow approach and patient. And of course, people can always reach out to me if they want to learn more, if they're interested. I'm always happy to field that. But for right now, we're not sending it out and hoping it goes well. We're going to make sure that it goes well.
Smart. Yeah, I love that strategy. Actually, in my marketing agency, we only do city takeover campaigns. And the strategy behind it is that we do one city takeover at a time. And if that model works there, then we expand it into different cities. We don't just take our clients' money and blast it out nationally.
Right.
So I love that. I love that.
A patient-dedicated approach, I think, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell me about the company. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Solo Science that got acquired by Akerna Corp. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Sure. So it started off as a bunch of guys who all happened to go to the same college. We all went to Williams College. So a bunch of smart people trying to do the right thing. We knew that cannabis was up and coming. It was a little bit taboo and there's a lot of regulations. And some people see that as obstacles. You have to deal with a lot of red tape. You have to learn a lot about the industry. But that also is a wonderful filter to get rid of the people who are not really passionate or really not motivated. So we dreamed up what we thought were the missing pieces. How do we match people to products? It was sort of in its origin, very similar to what EO ended up being. And Solo was a brilliant company and run by a wonderful team. We had a lot of traction. People were very interested in what we were doing. You know, at the time there was no clue. When you got cannabis, you didn't know what it did, what it would mean for you. So the idea behind Solo was to connect people with stereotypes. You know, we know sometimes cannabis can make you like a couch potato. So couch potato could be one stereotype, a prototype of what I'm going to feel like if I buy that product, if I consume that product. And then maybe another one is going to make you feel like a Hulk. You know, you really get motivated and strong and you feel like you can conquer the world. And I get what that means more than I understand what, you know, purple lemon treetop flavor is. Like, that doesn't tell me anything about what that's going to feel like, what that experience is going to be like. So Solo was trying to match people to products in a very different way from EO, but still useful, I think, at the time. You know, images that were stereotypes of a feeling. The 2019 sort of vapor crisis kind of hit the news. And people were kind of suddenly terrified of cannabis vapor. This was, you know, killing people and causing terrible disease, sending people to the ICU. We were all kind of terrified. And part of that was because we didn't know where the cannabis was coming from. For those of us who were paying attention, it was very clear that dispensary products, stuff that were produced out of regulated dispensaries, were not produced with things like vitamin E acetate or, you know, other contaminants that didn't belong in the vapor cartridges. But anybody who's searching the internet and has the technology can make their own vapor cartridges. And people were selling those products because cannabis is hot, but they weren't paying attention to the subtlety that vitamin E acetate is something that people consume, not inhale. And that caused a lot of injury. So the company, long story short, Solo Sciences pivoted and became a sort of cryptographic security system that made a lot of sense for Akerna. Akerna is the first NASDAQ traded cannabis company, and a really brilliant team. You know, they have most of what we understand as seed to sale tracking underfoot, and they've done a brilliant job. And they saw the brilliance in Solo Sciences and had to swipe it out.
Wow, what an accomplishment! Congratulations.
That's huge.
So going back to seed cleaning, if the listeners want to get a hold of you, and if they're from different states, not necessarily, you know, Los Angeles or whatever, can they use, I know you have telemedicine. Is that like, can the service be provided just through remotely through telehealth?
Of course. Yeah. The real missing piece in cannabis medicine is the information, is the education. And that trends, you know, that crosses borders everywhere. And I have patients actually throughout the world. You know, I actually just recently was interviewed about I see pediatric patients, and I was interviewed about a autistic child that I see. And I've gotten more business out of San Francisco in a week than I have even in Massachusetts. It's really been wild. But you know, people are suffering everywhere, and the lack of information is also unfortunately everywhere. I'm more than happy to help anybody who wants to be helped. We have a system that's hopefully efficient and easy, and through the website, cedclinic.com, people can, you know, have access to whatever they want.
Amazing. I personally didn't know that there were clinics that could help people with these type of issues. And I have a friend right now who's going through chemo. She just got diagnosed with breast cancer. And I shared with her a bunch of articles that show that cannabis can be helpful when they're going through chemo and radiation and all of that. So she's very interested in starting to use it and so on. But then her question back to me was, how do I know how much to
what
take?
Do I do? Right.
How do I know what to take? Where do I go? I don't want to go to a dispensary. Can I get it from somewhere else? I feel like, you know, I have two sons. If they find out I walked into a dispensary, they're going to, you know, like all these things. What do you suggest when people feel that way and have all these weird fears? And
I think it makes perfect sense. I used to have those same concerns. You know, you have to either talk to people around you and sort of learn what they're doing. And if they don't know, which most of them don't, you find the sources of information that makes sense to you. For some people, that is going to primary research, and that's the seed library we were talking about. For other people, they want to have a trusted partner, and that's, you know, probably Seed Clinic. For other people, they want help, but they are a little bit embarrassed about going, and that might be EO Care. I think, you know, for everybody, there's a little bit of a different connection. They match differently with different sources of guidance. But for anybody who wants personal care, the old fashioned way, the sort of doctor specialty, that's what I do.
Now, what about the baby boomers? I found that the audience that benefits from our product specifically the most are the baby boomers. but they are the hardest to sell to. They are the hardest because we have to literally run a second business that's just focusing on education. Literally. Well, what do you say about that?
It's funny, you know, so Ben Bella is a publishing group and they graciously volunteered to publish my manuscript. I have a book coming out and it was going to be called The Boomer's Guide to Cannabis, the Boomer's Handbook to Cannabis. The title is changing now, but I totally agree with you. I think boomers are a fantastic audience and very eager, very open. And I think actually folks over 60 are the people most likely to benefit from cannabinoid-based therapies. You know, these are folks whose bodies are starting to deteriorate. The joints aren't working anymore. They're developing more pain. You know, life is catching up with them. Not to mention, you know, difficulty sleeping. And of course, the world today is not so fun and not what they anticipated their retirement would be like. You know, with gas prices and home prices, everything is difficult for everybody. But yeah, no, they benefit from cannabis. And I think the piece that you caught onto wisely is education is where it's at. You know, most of those folks really do respect authority in a way, maybe authority is the wrong word. They respect expertise and they have lived a careful life and they don't want to throw that away with, you know, some guy across the counter who has a chopstick through his nose. I mean, that's not really their light of, you know, their view of what expertise is. So I think, you know, I haven't had that experience where, you know, boomers are hesitating and find it difficult to learn. They come to me in open arms. So maybe that's the difference.
They just, when they hear about CBD, automatically they assume it's marijuana.
Sure.
And then they just, no, I don't, you know, I want to have nothing to do with marijuana. And right. You have to explain to them that it's hemp derived. It's, you know, it doesn't have THC. You won't get the psychoactive effects and so on. And then we'll give them a sample. They'll try it and they'll come back, which is great. But then the educational piece has been really instrumental too, where, you know, we'll do these workshop events and invite doctors, because when they hear it coming from a doctor, that's talking about the benefits and how it's in phase 3 and 4 in research now, you know, and it, that changes their minds a little bit. Now, in terms of, I'm sorry, what are you going to name the book, if you don't mind me asking?
It's going to come out. It's the important pieces of it. It's run by a doctor. It's about cannabinoid therapies for people to feel better. It's not intended to be for doctors. It's intended to basically open up the audience to what I'm learning in a medical clinic that supervises, you know, tens of thousands of people all the time.
Amazing. Please let us know when you launch the book so we can actually, I would love to purchase it for our retail store.
Of course. No, I'd be honored.
We sell a lot of books. A lot of our customers walk in and before they try CBD, they'll just purchase a book, educate themselves, and then pursue it. What advice do you have for people like myself being in the industry and trying to really help people? I've been on this mission to help people, and it's been a challenging one because as a marketer, I just assume that it's going to be so hard for me to spread awareness, promote my brand, and help people that might need the help like I did at one point, or just people that didn't know the benefits of CBD. And as soon as I started marketing, I realized that you can't really promote CBD as comfortably as, you know, you can other products. And having a marketing agency, I have to be a lot more careful. I have to really follow the guidelines and the rules because I have other clients that I help with and I don't want to jeopardize that. So I haven't been promoting it and it's all been organic. If a news story got picked up or a magazine picked up our products, it's all been organic stuff. We've never done any paid advertising. But as we're growing, I'm like, I really want to start scaling this business to a whole different level. And I want to raise money and I want to get investors involved and all this stuff. And so it's just been, I would love your thoughts since you've been in this a little bit longer, you know, what's your thought on marketing cannabis in general?
So, you know, for the people listening and watching that don't know, you know, because something is not FDA approved, you can't really make claims about it. You can't say this is helping migraines. You can't say this is making people feel less anxious or sleep better. There are ways you can finagle the language. And there's a whole science behind that. But it is a headache and it's a quick trip down rejection lane, you know, on social media, where, you know, these giants, you know, if they see that you're violating things that are not allowed, you're quickly wiped off their platform. So my advice, you know, and I've done this in sort of different domains, you know, in the tech domain, in the clinic domain, in the product development domain. My advice is to be as focused as possible. You know, if you're selling a product and it's for everything, that's the same thing as saying it's for nothing. Because nobody really understands what you're after and who your audience is. I think a lot of people who are just starting out are so excited to be involved that they don't really, they think that that's focusing too small, that your pool of potential buyers is going to be too small. I think quite the contrary. You know, if you were marketing your product to those who have migraines, as you hit that audience, guess what? They're going to talk about it. If it's a good product, they're going to talk about it. And then the audience of those who are suffering from migraines is going to grow, and they're going to talk about your product. And I think that's really a recipe for success, rather than, oh, it's for migraines, but then it's also for foot pain. And it's also for, you know, if you have trouble with bowels, like, you know, then what is this? It's, you know, the audience can't see a clear message. They don't know what to do with it. That's my take.
That's a good point you just made. You know, you have to have a niche, and you have to have a few key elements that you want to focus on. And people have a very short attention span, so they mm-hmm. it just gets right through. And, you know, you mentioned something interesting. You said, you know, if it helps your migraines, and you have, you know, and that's my story. I mean, that's really why I started the brand. But then, to be honest with you, when it started helping for my migraines, I started taking it when I was dealing with anxiety. I'm not kidding you, Dr. Kaplan. I have my tax forms to prove this. My agency grew when I started taking CBD. I would take it right before going into a room full of executives that I had to pitch and close a deal. And I would take the CBD and go in there and close the deal so easily. My agency grew 330% that first year that I started taking CBD. So now I'm like, wait, do I really want to talk about how much it helps with my migraines? Or do I want to talk about how much it helped with my anxiety and help me stay really calm, confident? Mm-hmm. Therefore, my business had this huge growth, you know, and I know that's kind of hard to believe for a lot of people, but I think, you know, when people are dealing with anxiety, it can affect them in work, especially if you're trying to close a deal. What's your thought on that?
No, it makes a lot of sense. Of course, they see this all day long. And I have, you know, patients who are, you know, in the leadership positions of international corporations, and they vouch for the same thing, that it helps them succeed. I think part of the confusion, why this is so strange for people, is because people think about cannabis as medicine, and let me draw this out, instead of something more systemic. You know, cannabis is less like Tylenol or ibuprofen than it is like exercise or sleep or nutrition. Cannabis is a multi-system actor. When you interact with many systems, you have benefit in many systems. You know, if we used your example, you know, you saying, oh, if I get more sleep, I have fewer migraines. Okay, that makes sense. And then if you get better sleep, oh, you're doing better at work. That makes more sense. But if I told someone, oh, you're taking ibuprofen for migraines and that worked, and then ibuprofen for sleep, people are like, maybe there's some other explanation. I'm not quite, that doesn't add up. Because we in this culture have a mindset that medicine is so laser focused on one treatment. And that's why I was suggesting the focus, because it's really talking to the audience. You know, the audience sees cannabis as something different than it really is. And it's you know, a job of someone like me and someone like you in sort of a leadership role to help them learn that cannabis is much different than that, that it is more wide scoped. And it's a multi-system actor.
And to your point, when they're so used to hearing something like this ibuprofen helps for only one thing, they're used to that. They sort of expect the same thing. And a lot of times they're like, how can it help so many different things? And for us to get scientific and explain that, it's just, you lose them. You lose them after a few minutes. Wow, Dr. Kaplan, I wish I had you for longer. I have so many questions. You have to come back. You have to come back to the show. I want to bring you back one more time, but I'm so sad that we're coming to an end. Just let the listeners know again how they can get a hold of you, how they can contact you.
Sure. So my website is really the home base for everything. That's CED Clinic, cat, elephant, dog, clinic.com. And I have, of course, social media channels. My Twitter is at Dr. Kaplan, at DrCaplan. I'm actually also at Dr. Kaplan on Clubhouse for those who want to listen to weekly chats. I love, you know, meeting people and talking to people and educating there. On Instagram, it's at Dr. Dr. Benjamin Kaplan. So at DrBenjamin Kaplan, Caplan. We're also on Facebook. You know, I mean, I'm everywhere, but basically if you hit seedclinic.com, you have all those channels. And I'm happy to meet people. I'm happy to talk to people, as you know, we covered before. If people want formal consultations, that's also in the cards. So whatever people want, I'm there to serve.
Thank you. And we'll have all the information in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Kaplan. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks,
Maria. I'm so excited that we talked about everything cannabis related and plus business. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Maria. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.